When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about grudges, how narcissistic people have a hard time letting things go, and how some narcissists never let things go. How some narcissistic people will hunt you and search for you for revenge for damn near forever. So, like I said, my introduction, y'all. I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. And I hold grudges, y'all. Just like most narcissistic people, we hold grudges, and it is extremely hard for us to let things go. It just is. I know people are just like, but Lee, how can we get them to let them, how can we get them to leave us alone from, we didn't even do, what if we didn't even do anything wrong to the narcissist and they just won't leave us alone? You might not think that you've done anything wrong to that narcissistic person, but that narcissist or that toxic person, I promise you, probably thinks you slighted them in some way, shape, or form, and they will seek vengeance. Like even me right now, I've been in psychotherapy for the last, since October 2017, so nearly 5 years, y'all. And I still have trouble letting, like, I went to a Luke Bryan concert last night. Yes, I'm a country music fan. I went to a Luke Bryan concert last night. I'm gonna go to Vegas to see Usher. I like all kinds of music, y'all. And I damn near got into an argument with somebody last night, and I ended up having to let it go. I walked off. I was like, cool. But y'all, something in my brain just would not let me let it go. I was just like, I just felt less than. I felt violated. Even though the dude didn't do anything to me, I still felt like I wanted to go over there and say something else. I'm telling you. And this is last night. I'm still feeling this. It's been almost 24 hours. And now I still feel like it's still in me right now. And I text my brothers. I had to text somebody. I was like, man, I'm out here and this mess done happened. They're like, bro, you got to let stuff go. Like, you be holding grudges way too long. I know I do, y'all. It's hard. Like, that's why I say self-awareness does not mean cured. Self-awareness just means what it sounds like. Self-awareness. Like, I'm aware of the things that I do and the things that I see. But some narcissistic people, including me, hold grudges and will seek vengeance on people. Like, thankfully, I've been in therapy because, like, and plus, like, oh, sorry, I'm still recovering from last night, honestly. But seeking vengeance on that one person right there wouldn't do any kind of justice. I have no idea who that person is. But in a narcissistic person's real life, if they think that you do something wrong to them, if you bring shame to them, they will hunt you down for the rest. When I say hunt you down, I feel like hunt you down is you know, some crude terminology. Like, they're going to physically harm you. Some will, but hunt. Like, what I mean by hunt you down, narcissistic people, when they don't let grudges go, they will try to destroy your life. They will try to destroy your life. They will try to ruin your reputation for something that you might have done to them 10 years ago that you might have forgotten. You forgot it. But that narcissistic person hasn't. I guarantee you, they are probably thinking about it every single day for 10 years. You might just randomly pop into their head. Like, there's one girl who I feel like wronged me in third grade, y'all. I'm not gonna say the girl's name, but I remember her name and everything. She called me ugly, and I just like hurt my feelings, bore some shame to, because people start laughing and picking on me and stuff like that. And since that day, y'all, I'm about to be 37 years old. And I'll be 37 on July 14th. So it's been almost 30 years, and I still remember that. And I still, like, want to prove this person wrong. That I'm not ugly, no, Emma. It's in my head. I talked to my therapist. She's like, you, it's just like, it's just in you. She brought some shame to you. You felt rejected and she hurt your feelings. Even though you were a child, you stored that memory. Like, that's like one of your, that's damn near a core memory of mine right now. You know what I mean? So I just keep harping back on that moment. So if you hurt a narcissist or you shame them or you reject them, you might become one of their core memories and they might seek vengeance and they might live their lives to prove you wrong or to hurt you or to bring your reputation down. I'm just like, you might have forgotten it. You might have been like, you might have been 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years. You might have been like in middle school or something like that. And you hurt somebody's feelings and they remember that. So and when they y'all grow up and they just happen to be your boss or they happen to be your coworker or something like that, they mess around and get you fired from your job for something that you did to them 10 years ago. In school, in high school, in middle school, you embarrassed them, and they remembered it. They harped in, they focused in on it, and they focused in on hurting you, ruining you. Like narcissistic people, I match energy. I don't just match energy. A lot of times, I go above and beyond. So, in my 8-year-old, 7-year-old self couldn't defend himself against getting called ugly, but guess who can? 36, 37 year old Lee can. I can go back and defend myself against it now, but I know. Sorry, y'all. I know what y'all gonna say. Well, Lee, you can't control how other people perceive you. I understand that now, mostly. I'll be honest with you. I understand it now mostly, but still, it doesn't change the way I feel about the situation. So a lot of narcissistic people won't let things go. They don't, like, we don't know how to let things go, especially after we feel like we've been slighted or embarrassed or rejected, especially if it's in front of a lot of people. Especially if it's in front of a lot of people. That's why you see a lot of narcissistic people that when they get picked on when they are younger, they grow up to become bullies themselves. Narcissistic bullies themselves. They grow up to become narcissists. They become narcissists and they just take it out on other people. So sometimes that narcissist can't get vengeance on the person that hurt them, so they take it out on everybody else around them, their coworkers, their employees, their friends, their families, their significant others, their children. You see how that works right there? They harbor, like, yeah, we harbor things. I know, like, again, I know people are going to say, Lee, y'all should just let it go. It's way easier said than done. Yeah, I don't think y'all understand the brain of how I just can't let it go. I just can't. I'm still mad about last night. I'm still mad about 30 years ago. It's not a core. Last night won't be a core memory of mine, but it will still be in my head, you know? So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, understand that if you wronged them in some type of way, they won't leave you alone. If you broken up with them when they were not ready for you to break up with them, you rejected them, you hurt their feelings, and you brought shame to them. So they're probably going to try to bring it to you. I'm just being real with you. I'm just being honest with you. Like, they're probably going to try to bring that shame back to you. I promise you. Narcissists, we have trouble letting things go. And how long does it take to get them to leave me alone? Sometimes they won't leave you alone, especially if they still have access to you some way, shape, or form, especially if y'all have kids together or y'all still work together or something like that. They feel like you wronged them. I'm telling you, they just won't let it go until they feel like they've gotten adequate revenge on you, or, you know, two eyes for an eye situation, not just an eye for an eye. I told you, above and beyond, they're taking both of yours. You took one of theirs, they're going to take both of yours. And I know sometimes you didn't even, this is the crazy thing about it. Sometimes you didn't even mean to hurt the narcissistic person's feelings. You just did it. And they took it like you meant to do it. Like, you intentionally harmed our egos. Like, our, you know, most narcissistic people, most narcissistic people, we have fragile egos. So it's like you intentionally went out of your way to harm our fragile egos. And guess what? We're coming for you. And like I said, there's no time limit on when we will give up. Like, yeah, I'm still focused on this person 30 years later. And my therapist was like, do you ever look for her online? I was like, sometimes I do. Anyway, so what are you going to do? Like, how do you seek vengeance on her? There's no vengeance I can adequately seek on this girl that hurt my feelings 30 years ago. But some narcissistic people, they will seek vengeance on you. That's why, like, if you reject a narcissist, if they're not, like, you probably don't know that they're a narcissist at first. But if you reject a narcissist, if they were not your type at first, if you make them work hard to get you, they will resent you for that. So when they get you and treat you good at first, they're going to punish you later on for making them work hard to get you. I'm telling you, if they were not your type at first, don't make them your type now. I'm just telling you, I know people, maybe I've had a string of bad relationships. This person I wasn't originally interested in, they're still really not my type. I'm going to give them a chance now because everybody else is not my type. And this is that everybody that is my type has hurt my feelings. Blah, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. You give this person a chance now. They feel like you only coming to them because you ran out of options. They're going to punish your ass for that type of stuff. I promise you. If they're not your type at first, don't make them your type now. I know people, there are going to be success stories out there. Like, he talked to himself in my inbox for 10 years. I never responded to him, not once. And I wanted to block him a couple times. But you know what? I responded to that DM one day, 10 years later. After I got my heart broke by the love of my life. And now me and this person, we're engaged. We got our first baby on the way. And yay! That doesn't happen all the time, y'all. I was just telling you. That's an outlier. That's not the common right there. That's not the commonality of what will happen in these situations. They will take it out on you if you hurt their feelings. I promise you. So I'm gonna cut this thing short. Y'all got a couple more videos to record, and I'm tired. I'm still tired from last night. So be safe. Protect yourselves, y'all. Like I said, Usher in Vegas before October. I have to go see Usher. And like I said, live in-person meet and greet, July 23rd, 2022, at the Honeysuckle at Lakewood in Durham, North Carolina. Come through, come say hey. I'll be there. Raw Motivations will be there. Lisa Sunny from Stronger Than Before be there. Carrie McAvoy, PhD, will be there. It's gonna be a lot of good people. Come out there and say hey. We're gonna speak a little bit. I promise it's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a good time, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is up. Peace.